Time once again for Two Guys Weigh In podcast. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here. And Mitchell, episode number what?
Number 9, I believe.
We've been doing this for 9 weeks already.
It doesn't seem like we've been doing it that long.
Amazing. Amazing. It's been fun, though.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
I want to thank all our people that have clicked in or to listen to Two Guys Weigh In podcast. So, fun time.
Sponsored by P.K. Egan's of Canby, Minnesota.
That's right, and we were just in Canby today, weren't we?
Yep, we had a chamber meeting today.
Chamber meeting at Lancer Lanes. It was build your own hamburger, wasn't it?
Yep, very good.
When you build your own hamburger, what do you put on it, Mitchell?
I loaded up pretty much cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, pickles.
Oh, you went the whole thing?
Yep, the whole thing.
The whole thing was laid out there.
Yep.
I passed on the lettuce.
Passed on the lettuce.
A lot of onions, a lot of pickles. It was interesting. They had a barbecue sauce there to put on your build-your-own hamburger.
Yeah, I've seen some barbecue-style burgers like that.
So. Really?
Yep.
No, just ketchup and maybe some mustard for me.
Yep.
But, yep, that was a good time. Good chamber meeting there in Canby. We always enjoy going there. Jason does a nice job of leading it, and it's a good group of people. All right. So, a lot of basketball we're going to talk about.
Yeah, this is that time of year where it's just basketball 24/7.
That's right. Okay, so let's start out with high school basketball.
So we'll recap the girls' state basketball results. In Class A, Goodhue defeated Mountain Iron Bowl in the championship game by a score of 70-65. Buffalo Lake Hector Stewart won the third place game, and then Mayor Lutheran won the consolation game in Class A. In Class 2A, Providence Academy defeated Albany in the championship game by a score of 81-78. Minnehaha Academy took the third place game, and then the Rochester Lords won the consolation bracket. In Class 3A, Benald St. Margaret's defeated De La Salle in the championship game by a score of 81-58. Alexandria took third, and St. Peter won the consolation bracket. And then in Class 4A, Minnetonka defeated Hopkins 64-56. St. Michael Albertsville took third, and Lakeville North won the consolation bracket.
All right, that was a good recap of the state girls basketball tournament. Section 3 champion, Southwest Minnesota State, lost their two games there. It looks like. So a full day. Yeah. I watched all four of those girls' state championship games last Saturday on TV.
Did you?
All four of them. The whole game.
What was your favorite one?
Goodhue beating Mountain Iron Buell. Mountain Iron Buell has that Zubich girl that's going to play at North Carolina, one of the top girls in the state. So Goodhue beat them. That was a great game. A lot of good games. Chad Greenway's daughter, Providence Academy, came from behind and took their first lead over
Albany.
Albany led the whole game until like 10 seconds left in the game when Greenway scored and put Providence Academy up for the very first time in the game. That was a good game. And Hopkins was an outstanding game, too. You know, really, I talked to somebody mentioned this to me this week, the shooters. I mean, it's like Caitlin Clark, three-point shots just going off on the high school state championship was amazing.
Yep, I think you're going to start seeing that a lot now after the Caitlin Clark doing her thing in college basketball.
Yep, so. And they're good. They make their shots most of the time. It's unbelievable to watch. Yeah, so thanks for that recap. And we got state boys this week.
Yep, state boys. They start today, actually. Some 4A games were going on. I think 3A and maybe even a couple 2A games were going on today.
Yep.
And then Class 1A will start tomorrow with the first game in Class A between Cherry and RTR in Class A. Cherry, I think, is probably the presumed favorite to win the state tournament in Class A. And then RTR is the defending state champions in Class A. So
don't count RTR out, even though they drew Cherry the first round, the quarterfinals there. So
yep, they have good size and athleticism. Yep. So, it'll be a very exciting game to see how that one plays out.
I think Cherry's been ranked number one all season long in the state polls.
Yep.
Mostly all
They've
season
only
long.
Lost two games, and they were both to teams from different classes. So, yep, and Cherry, they have a guard, Isaac Asuma, who's committed to the Gophers this year, or for next year. So, it'll be fun to watch him play and see what the Gophers are going to get out of him.
Is he? What did you say? He was a guard or
I believe he's a guard, yep.
Okay.
6'3" right. Guard, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, so that's RTR and Cherry at, what, 11 o'clock?
11 o'clock.
I was surprised to see the first round there was at Target Center. I don't remember.
Yeah, it looked like some of the games were at Target Center, and then other games were, I think, at Williams Arena.
Yeah, okay. All right. Hard to believe the high school basketball season wrapping up this weekend.
Yep, it seemed like the season went by really fast once January hit.
All right, college. Are we done?
Well, first, we got the finalists for 2024 Mr. Basketball in Minnesota. And one of the first names on there was Isaac Azuma of Cherry.
These are the top boys players in the state, right?
Yep, these are the narrowed. I think they had a list of 35, and they came out with these top five players. And these are, it's all seniors, I believe. I think it has to be seniors.
Okay.
And these are the top five players that they think represent are in the state of Minnesota. So Isaac Azuma from Cherry made the list. He's committed to the Gophers, and on the season he averaged 20 points per game, 7.5 rebounds per game, and just under 6 assists per game. Then you got Casimir Chavez, I think, from Park Center. He's committed to Washington. He averaged 21.9 points per game. Then you got Daniel Friedegg from Breck. He's committed to Wisconsin, averaging 25.5 points per game. And then Jackson McAndrew from Wayzata, he's committed to Creighton. He averaged 23.9 points per game. Then you got Isaiah Johnson-Arigu from Totino Grace. He's committed to Miami. He averages 19.3 points per game. And the award will be given out the week of March 24th, so right after the state basketball tournament.
All right. Now, see who gets that. I'm not familiar with any of those, really. So.
Yeah, I haven't heard very much about them, but the thing is, all five of these players, I believe, made the state tournament.
Okay.
So we'll get to see, based on play, I think, in the state tournament, which one will probably have a clear winner, maybe after this week.
Good.
Be interesting to see who takes that prize.
Are we going to talk about college basketball pretty soon?
Yep, right now.
Okay. I'm embarrassed to say, I don't even know if I want to say this publicly, but last Saturday, I did the coach's show here at the race and got off work at noon. I went home. I sat in my chair a little after noon, and I never got out of my chair, to eat and other things, you know. But I watched basketball all day long last Saturday. I love March Madness. It's just the funnest time of the year. And I watched basketball all day long till about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night.
The best parts I remember was when I was in high school and we would take out our Chromebooks. And while we were supposed to be doing schoolwork, we just were on our Chromes watching the tournament. So it was nice. Some teachers just accepted the fact that we were just going to be watching basketball all day, and they just put it up on their projector. So that was really nice.
Oh, nice. Good.
Yep. That was what we did in school during March Madness, so not a lot has changed.
Well, you were helping me broadcast sports while we're broadcasting the game. You got on your phone, you were watching some college
ball. Well, it wasn't while I was broadcasting. It was during our pregame before we went on the air.
Okay. That's fun. I do that too, so. So some big games coming up this weekend.
Yep, the first four, there were two games on Tuesday night, and then there's two games tonight on Wednesday, and then the tournament officially starts Thursday.
Okay.
I believe the first game on Thursday is Michigan State versus Mississippi State.
Okay.
And then in the
NCAA. Are you a bracket guy?
I take my time to look at brackets and see. I fill them out, see what I got, so. Yep. I think there's going to be a lot of upsets in this bracket. Yeah.
Sean Condon, the girls' basketball coach at McCray, I jumped on his brackets. So I took two brackets from him. So we'll see what we can do.
Who are your winners from those brackets?
Well, I'm going with some the experts, North Carolina, in one bracket. And then my sleeper is Tennessee. I like Tennessee. They've been playing really well lately. And I put them as national champions. So.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I think Tennessee definitely could win it.
Yep.
They have that Dalton Connect, who I think is a lottery pick right now.
Yep.
So.
And, boy, everyone's talking high on James Madison, but they play.
James Madison plays Wisconsin
in the first round.
It's a 12-5 matchup. Yeah, James Madison, I remember I watched I'm a Michigan State fan, so okay. I watched Michigan State earlier. They're like one of the first couple games Michigan State played was against James Madison, and James Madison upset Michigan State. So
yep.
I've seen them. They're a good basketball team. I wouldn't be surprised if they went two or three games into the tournament. So
who do you got picked? Who's your picks?
Let me think. UConn's a safe bet. They've probably been the most dominant team all year. I'm probably not going to pick a Big Ten team because they like to blow it in like the second or third round. So
Purdue?
Yeah, I ain't picking Purdue at all. No. Purdue's
probably this is their year, though. Well, let's see what happens.
It could be. But
how's Michigan State?
They're a 9 seed. They open up with Mississippi State. They're in North Carolina's side of the bracket. So if they win, they assumedly would have to play North Carolina. So
okay.
I don't know. They were high, ranked high to start the season, and then their offense has been terrible all year. So we'll see if they can figure things out for the tournament. But
I think the Jackrabbits, South Dakota State, do you think they can pull off an upset here?
Well, I think it'd be interesting. Got? They play Iowa State.
That's right, Iowa State.
At 6:30 on Thursday. So that's going to be a tough matchup. I mean, Iowa State just destroyed Houston, who was ranked number one.
By 30 points.
Yep, 30 points in the Big 12 championship game. So, I mean,
some other key matchups there, Mitchell?
Well, for the women's bracket, SDSU will play Utah on Saturday at 9 o'clock. And then Iowa plays at 2 o'clock on Saturday, and they haven't had their opponent determined yet because they will play a winner of one of the play-in games for the women's bracket. And so that's for the NCAA bracket of localish teams for us. So.
Okay.
But
Mankato State, do you see their buzzer beater? I think it was against Northwest Missouri or something
in Northwest
Mankato.
Northwest Missouri State.
That was exciting.
Yep, they won it in the last couple seconds.
And how important are free throws?
Yeah.
Make your free throws. That's what happened with Northwest Missouri. So.
Missed free throw led to a breakout opportunity, and they were able to make an elbow jumper. They're going
buzzer.
To the Elite Eight, and they'll play Ferris State.
Yep.
And so that's in Division II basketball.
Yep.
And then in the NIT tournament, not a lot of people care about the NIT tournament, but because we got Minnesota teams in there, I figure might as well talk about it. The Gopher men's team defeated Butler last night, Tuesday, by a score of 73-72.
Yep.
So they got a postseason win. That's pretty good for them, considering how bad they were last year.
Yep.
And then
the key is to keep all them guys together. Don't go into transportal.
It'll be interesting to see what happens after this season.
If
I think they have a shot to keep most of them because
they
greatly improved from last year.
Then they'll be awesome next year if everybody stays together.
Yep, I think
that's why I hate the transportal. I just hate it.
Yep, I think Dawson Garcia, he has, I think, one more year left at Minnesota if he wants it. So it'll be interesting to see if he can come back one more year. I think
they'll
have a shot to be a decent team next year.
Okay.
So. Then the Gophers women's team made the NIT, and they'll play the winner of Pacific versus California Poly, or Cal Poly, and the NIT. And then NDSU's women's basketball team will play the winner of Montana versus Boise State in the NIT tournament.
And, of course, Avery Coonan, Montevideo Thunderhawk on the NDSU team, playing really well this year for a freshman. Avery's doing great. We always do a little segment of get to know Mitch and get to know Paul a little bit better.
Yep, so our question today is, what are your hobbies?
My hobbies?
Yep.
I have no hobbies. I have no hobbies.
Well, watching basketball could be one.
Is that a hobby, though?
It could
be. I'm thinking
something
like
you do
woodworking. I have no hobbies. I don't hunt. I don't fish. I just like to work.
Sports.
Like to spend time with the family. I really don't have any hobbies. How about you, Mitch?
I like to hunt and fish occasionally. Probably don't do it as much as I'd like to, but I go to the four-wheeler park every once in a while, spend a little bit of time up at the golf course golfing. So.
You do four-wheeling?
Yep. My family enjoys going to the four-wheeler park in Appleton.
Now that you say that, I think your dad took me four-wheeling once.
Did he?
Yes. The Appleton park, right?
Yeah, Appleton's off-road vehicle park.
Yep, I think he took me once. That's awesome. I just remembered that now. So that's your hobbies, huh?
Yep. Okay. A couple of them. So
good. Hey, I want to put a plug in for the Saturday morning coaches show here on KOQP Radio this Saturday. Or actually, we're between seasons, the winter season, the spring season. We always interview some alumni. And this Saturday, we have a special guest. Kerry Tollefson will be with me, and we'll be we're calling it "Let's Catch Up with Kerry." You know, and then catch up with Kerry running.
Yep.
And so Kerry's going to be on the coaches show this Saturday and see what she's been up to. Of course, a Dawson Boyd grad, 13 state championships she has. I don't know if that's still a record in high school or not, but maybe it's got to be close. Maybe she still has a record. We'll find out Saturday from Kerry.
This has been the Two Guys Weigh In podcast, sponsored by PK Egan's of Canby, Minnesota.